We are still in the midst of the pandemic, but local officials and local businesses are already getting the word out to folks both locally and beyond to come and visit both now and in the future. The Carrboro Tourism Development Authority this week has launched a new initiative called Visit Carrboro to promote safe travel and tourism in town. VisitCarrboro.com is the website they've created. They had a launch event online yesterday. Tomorrow, they're going to have a table at the Carrboro Farmers Market to help get the word out as well. And we are joined on the phone right now by a couple of special guests who are involved in this. Donald Strickland is the chair of the Carrboro Tourism Development Authority, also area general manager of the Atma Hotel Group. You know them in Carrboro from the Hampton Inn and Suites downtown. Kevin Callahan also joining us on the phone. You know him as the chef and owner of Acme Food and Beverage Company in Carrboro. Donald, Kevin, thank you both so much for being with us today. How are you?
Good, thanks. Glad to be here.
So, Donald, let me start with you. I gave the really quick rundown of what Visit Carrboro is. That was the 5-second summary. Tell us more about it. What is it? What does it entail? How did it get started?
Yeah. So, hey, Aaron, thanks for having us on. Visit Carrboro is an initiative of the CTDA, Carrboro Tourism Development Authority, I created a new website, some great photography, cool videos, and the new social media hashtag that we hope everyone can start using with us. It's hashtag Visit Carrboro. It's basically a suite of assets that'll be used to target overnight guests, day trippers, locals wanting to be a tourist in their own town, entertain out-of-town guests, or even just have a staycation for themselves. Basically just a resource to let folks know that you can still enjoy all the great things that the town of Carrboro has to offer in a safe way.
And give us a sense of the importance of just the travel and tourism industry in Carrboro, promoting it now and in the future.
Yeah, so, you know, we started this project before the global pandemic happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we believe that Visit Carrboro is more important than ever, really for two reasons. The first being that businesses need Visit Carrboro right now. Travel and tourism revenues are down significantly. Many of the local businesses that you know and love in Carrboro are struggling, and they need more customers and tourists to fill those empty seats. We've seen as a nation that we've learned that you can shop, dine, and stay in hotels safely as long as you follow the 3 W's, wear a mask, wait 6 feet apart, and wash your hands. So our businesses are really showing us how it's done with their strong sanitation, their COVID-conscious practices. And the CTDA, we really just want to promote those safe practices, encourage everyone who travels here to come and know that it's safe and Carrboro's open for business.
And certainly the Hampton Inn and Suites downtown, one of those businesses that's doing it right. Also, Acme Restaurant just down the road, and we've got Kevin Callahan of Acme on the phone. Kevin, how have you been doing? I know we've been checking in periodically between just downtown stuff and Carrboro United and everything else, but how are you doing right now?
We're making things, we're going along, I should say. I mean, it is a pandemic. It is something that is something that's aimed sort of directly at our business to some degree, but, we've really had a strong local community that's been supportive. And I think that's one of the reasons why Visit Carrboro is such a cool thing, is that it's sort of a curated look at this community. It's that reaching out, that connective tissue, which I think is so crucial to provide the support necessary to get through. I think that all of us, if we know we're going to get through, we're going to do just fine. I think that's kind of the main thing, and figuring our way through that requires help from other people, and I think Visit Carrboro does a great job of that.
Yeah, and I know just I'm a local, but I love Acme, and I know so many other people who do. How important are tourists to your business?
Crucial. Obviously, we're a neighborhood restaurant. That's mm-hmm. what we are, first and foremost. We're also a restaurant that's in close to a really big university, so there is a lot of tourists that come through here. Travel and Carrboro have a really romantic attachment for so many people. And even, the local people who live here, I think that there is a sense of attachment to place that's really intense. And we have, I've had some friends of mine who took a staycation where they stayed at the Hotel of the Road and, walked through Carrboro and spent a night and said, it was one of the best nights they've ever had living in town, because they just hadn't really explored as tourists, and they have such a great time. And I think that's something that we forget when we live here, is that there is all these great resources that are at our fingertips to really have a great time and enjoy it. And I think when people come here, they really experience that.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking with Kevin Callahan, you're listening to him now, also Donald Strickland, talking about Visit Carrboro, a new initiative from the Carrboro Tourism Development Authority. This will be going on down the road, too, but you can visit the website right now, which is visitcarrboro.com. Just launched. They'll have a table at the Carrboro Farmers Market tomorrow to help get the word out about it, too, and you'll be hearing a lot more about it in the days and weeks and months to come. So the Visit Carrboro website is really cool. There's a bunch of different features on it. There's one called Carrboro Cares. It's got an entire weekend itinerary, eat at Acme, stay at the Hampton, a whole bunch of other stuff. Kevin, what are some of the other cool things about the website that you like?
Well, I think it's the curation. I think that there, sometimes you get information overload. You know, you can look up something, if, like any of us who travel, you can go to pick a city and then you Google restaurants and then you get 40,000 of them and you have no idea how to figure out what to do. I think Visit Carrboro has a real curated sense of giving you an opportunity to really settle into something and say, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to follow this itinerary and do these things. I find that, you know, so great, because so many people, rather than actually doing anything, end up like overwhelmed by their choices and end up, you know, sitting somewhere and doing nothing. I think that's what's really great about the site. I think it's really useful. It's really beautiful to look at. I think it really feels like Carrboro. It's energetic. It's alive. It doesn't pretend to be something that it's not. It shows people that I recognize. All those things are really important to me.
Donald, what are your thoughts about the initiative and the website? What are your favorite parts?
Yeah, I love how it's just kind of one place where you can find everything you need to have a fun, safe weekend in Carrboro. On the site itself, my favorite part is the itineraries by far. It gives you just kind of an hour-by-hour guide of having a great weekend in Carrboro. Some of them are, like you mentioned, Carrboro Cares. That's for the COVID-conscious traveler. We also have Carrboro Eats for the foodie, the beer lover. We have Carrboro Heals for the self-care yoga. And Carrboro Creates for the artist and musician. Last one I really like, because we have so many options, is Carrboro Explores, and that's for the outdoor adventurer and enjoy all of our hiking and biking trails here in town.
Speaking with Donald Strickland and Kevin Callahan, have to start wrapping up, but as we do, Kevin, I want to give you a chance to talk about the Salt and Smoke Festival, which is coming up this weekend as well. But anything else besides that folks ought to know from Acme or from Visit Carrboro?
Well, I mean, Acme, we are doing Salt and Smoke this weekend, which is would have been our eighth annual sort of giant outdoor festival of music and food, and we're doing it as a virtual takeout event starting tomorrow. It's 11 to 2. And we also, right now, for us, the big thing we're gearing up for is the holidays. And we're doing a big Thanksgiving to go for those people who want to have Thanksgiving, but, you know, they're not traveling to their grandparents or their parents' home or to their children's home, one of those. So that's one of the things we're really focusing on. But mainly we're focusing on Carrboro and trying to take care of this town and the great people who live here. And, you know, this network of people that made Carrboro United and Acme stay really strong and successful throughout this pandemic. And working closely with all the people who created Visit Carrboro, who've done so much to sort of generate the attention and, I don't know, the community that really has made us feel hopeful about the future.
Yeah, and again, if you're listening out there, you want more about Acme and Salt and Smoke and everything they got going on there, acmecarrboro.com is the website, so check that out. And then finally, back to Donald Strickland, Atma Hotel Group, Carrboro Tourism Development Authority, and now visitcarrboro.com, which is this great website that anyone can check out. What else should folks know? And what else should folks do in Carrboro?
Yeah, for sure. So Carrboro is such a unique place. It's really unlike any other. There's so much to explore right here in town. So please go check out visitcarrboro.com. Take a look at those custom itineraries that feature so many local businesses, including our great Hampton Inn in town. And try them out for yourself. I encourage all our locals and folks who are even in surrounding towns to take advantage of all the fun, unique stuff we got here in town. Don't forget to use our social media hashtag Visit Carrboro along the way. And please shop local, dine local, stay in local hotels, and have a great time in Carrboro.
Lots to see and do there. Head online and visit visitcarborough.com. That's the new website. As Donald mentioned, hashtag visitcarborough on social media. Check out the table at the Carborough Farmers Market if you're there tomorrow. And keep visiting that website for a lot of information and tips about what to see and do as you are being a tourist in your own town or coming in from outside and being a tourist in Carborough. Lots of stuff there. Visitcarborough.com, again, the website. Donald Strickland, Kevin Callahan, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Sam. It's a real pleasure.
Thanks, Aaron.